evolution.
CliffCentral.com. All right, this is it. Very good morning to you. It's a Friday, just a few minutes past 9 o'clock. This is CliffCentral.com. My name is Siya Sangweni Finn, and thank you so much for having us on. This is Untapped Talent. It's always once a week on a Friday, Nochal, hey, where we get to basically just shine the spotlight on young up-and-coming talent and talking to some very interesting people. So this week, I'll be chatting to a young and upcoming band. They go by the name Gunslinger, and amongst all the things that they've really done, how I really got interested and drawn to their story is by their latest single that's simply titled Go Home But Leave Your Girlfriend. So I'll have them in studio joining me in a little bit as we get to talk about them and their stories thus far and how they actually go about this whole songwriting business. And then in a few minutes, I have an interesting person who's actually close to my heart, who's about to tell their story on the line. She tried to get me to dance back in the day when I hadn't really realized how left-footed I was. But it's Mrs. Barnes, who is actually proud to have two students from her own dance studio on their road to Hollywood. So they'll be going overseas in just a few weeks to showcase their talents. And so I just thought, why not just catch up with my former dance teacher of all things and to find out how they're going. And of course, if you do want to join in on the conversation, I'm not just sitting here solo, but you can also chime in, right? So you can call us 0861 555 189, or else you can send us a message on our WeChat official account. It's Cliff Central. All you have to do is tap connect and message to show. Otherwise, you can always tweet us at cliffcentral.com or at sia_sf. So there's a lot that's been going on this week, and it's very, very interesting, for lack of a better term, including Kid President. If you've never really heard of the Kid President, he's about like 10/11 years old, and he always gives an advice. You know, he's a YouTube sensation. Come on, at like 10/11, he's actually met Obese, the Prezi of the United Steezy. That's what I like to call him, Obama. And in all of these YouTube clips, he likes to offer his advice, so his perspective on things. And so this week, he's actually come up with a new video on 20 things we should actually say more often. So at first, I was like, what is this kid going on? But you know what? It is a Friday after all. So if you want to feel good about yourself, let's get some info on 20 things we should say more often from the Kid President.
20 things we should say more often. Number 20, thank you. And not just on Thanksgiving, every day. Number 19, excuse me. Number 18, here's a surprise corn dog that I bought you because you're my friend. There'll be more corn dogs, more happy people. This is a good idea. Corn dog for you, corn dog for you, corn dog for you. Number 17, I'm sorry. Number 16, I forgive you. Number 15, you can do it! But don't say it if it's something I can't do. Number 14, another thing that we should say more often, I have barbecue sauce in my shirt too. Before you say something about the barbecue sauce on somebody else's shirt, take a look at the barbecue sauce on your own shirt. Number 13, please. Number 12, everything is going to be okay. Number 11, oh, you got me a corn dog too? You shouldn't have, buddy. Number 10, I don't know. I know a lot of people who need to say that. My sister! Number 9, you're so awesome, I named my dog after you.
Wait. That could hurt someone's feelings.
I mean, boat. I named my boat after you. Wait, who even has a boat? You're so awesome, I legally changed my name to yours.
Wait, that's super creepy.
Just tell people they're awesome and mean it. Number 8. Hello, person I never met before. Here's a high five. Number 7. My sports team is not always the best sports team. It takes a big man to say that. Number 6. Nothing. Sometimes that's the best thing you can say. Number 5.
Doesn't mean anything, but it's just really funny.
Number 4. I disagree with you, but I still like you as a person who is a human being, and I'll treat you like that. Because if I didn't, it would make everything bad, and that's what lots of people do, and it's lame.
I need a water break, y'all. It's okay to disagree, but it's not okay to be mean. Number three, sometimes you just gotta scream. Number two, life is tough, but so are you. Sometimes we all need to be reminded to keep going. Number one, something nice. Anything. If you can't think of anything nice to say, you're not thinking hard enough. So what?
Okay. So that's advice done and dusted from the kid president. 20 things we should say more often. I like number one, something nice. Okay, so let's recap. 20, thank you. 19, excuse me. Number 8, here's a surprise corn dog I bought for you because you're my friend. I don't necessarily think we in South Africa will be buying corn dogs, but you get the gist of it. Just be nice, okay? Number 17, I'm sorry. Number 16, I forgive you. Number 15, you can do it. Number 14, I have barbecue sauce on my shirt too. Well, unless you're a sloppy eater and you just want to make someone comfortable, then go on with your bad self saying that. Number 13, please. Number 12, everything is going to be okay. I think that's an important one this Friday. Do you want to soak it in as we get some advice from the talented young kid president? Everything is going to be okay. Number 11, you got me a corn dog too? You shouldn't have. Okay, still corn dog situation in South Africa. We don't really know. Number 10, I don't know. So it's actually fine to admit that once in a while. Number 9, you're awesome. I legally changed my name to yours. Even though that might kind of be a bit stalkerish, you know, it's the thought that counts at the end of the day. Number 8, hello person that I've never met before. Here's a high five. So let's go out there. You know, we're trying to be optimistic. It's a Friday. We're trying to be positive. So we go out there and we say hi to people. Okay. Number 7. My sports team is not always the best sports team. Okay. Number 6. Nothing. Sometimes you really don't have to say anything unless you're just being there and being supportive. Number 5. Pfft. Yeah, that just shows the kid and kid president, but let's move past that swiftly. Number 4, I disagree with you, but I still like you as a person who is a human being, and I'll treat you like that because if I didn't, it would make everything bad, and that's why lots of people do, and that's lame. So number 3, just scream it out. If you aren't feeling that good and you just want to, you know, stretch everything and feel better about yourself, then just do that. Number 2, life is tough, but so are you. And number 1, something nice. Just say anything. So at first, I didn't really think this whole kid present thing would work. But now that he's offering that sort of advice, I actually feel good about myself. So with that said, I'm now excited just to pass on my goodness to other people, including my dearest Fiona Barnes, who's joining us on the line. Good morning, Fi. How are you? Do we have Fi on the line?
Yes.
There we go. How are you, Mrs. Barnes?
I'm very well, thank you, Fi. And you?
You know what? Now that I'm speaking to you, I'm even better. So before we get all sloppy and emotional over the phone, we actually have a strict thing on the agenda to discuss. The whole road to Hollywood. I'm very, very excited about that. And you have a personal connection to this as well. Want to tell us about that?
Yes. I have been teaching dancing to Keegan Barnes and Jenna Moody for the past 10 years.
Uh-huh.
They entered the South African Championship for Performing Arts, where they won 2 gold medals and a silver medal.
Wow.
They've now been selected to represent South Africa in the World Championships for the Performing Arts in Los Angeles, together with many other performers in South Africa, but to name the KZN performers, Gemma van Brazaar, Emmett Corley, and Bernadie Frick, these 5 performers are going off to Los Angeles in July.
Wow.
So we've put together a show called Road to Hollywood, which they're doing on the 26th of June at Crawford La Lucia.
Yeah.
To just show everybody what their talent is that they're taking over to the World Championship, representing our country.
Mm-hmm.
And to help them along the way a little bit financially, obviously, because this is quite an expensive exercise to send young performers over there.
Yeah.
That's basically what the story is.
So I just want to find out, you know, these are young people who are going out there and making this impressive, impressive difference out there in public. But, you know, you as a dance teacher as well, how does it feel after, you know, the early mornings and the late nights and the icing of bruises and getting cooperation, and here you are after all of these struggles now reaching this type of success? How does it personally feel to you as a dance teacher?
So very proud, absolutely. Every hour and every minute working with these performers who are really, really dedicated to what they do. Their passion. I think the biggest thing is passion. These kids have amazing passion. They are driven by their passion and hard work. And yeah, it's a very proud moment to actually see that after all these years, they have opened a road for themselves, a path for their future as dancers. Whether they take it further in a career, it's difficult to say because it's something you've got to prove yourself at. It doesn't matter. They have achieved amazingly well, and they deserve every bit of what they've achieved.
Oh, most definitely. So it's one thing, you know, to put in all of these hours and to really rehearse and to really pour your heart onto that stage as a dancer. But at the end of the day, these are also young people. So how's like Keegan and Jenna feeling about all of this and their trip to the US?
They are determined. They rehearse nearly every day. They are throwing everything they've got into it. And it's quite difficult because it's a male and female combo, so you're dealing with very different emotions.
Mm-hmm.
They are a duet, Keegan and Jenna. So they have to work well together, as well as from a dancing perspective, they work very well together. But there's quite an element of having to, how can I say, make sure that they in tune with each other every day.
Exactly.
There's lifts involved, there's difficult moves involved, and they have to actually work together. So it takes quite a lot of energy and determination to actually get there. They're very driven at the moment. And it's very exciting to see that. They realize that they've got a lot of support from family behind them going to Los Angeles. So I think that's helping a lot. Thanks to all the family and friends that have supported them.
And, of course, you as well. You're quite an impressive one yourself, Mrs. Vons. Don't... you definitely need a spotlight on you as well today.
Thank you. I have to... Although it is... as a teacher, I certainly have to put in some strict discipline. but at the same time... it's quite daunting... You feel that you're sending these kids over with your choreography. Is it good enough? Is it strong enough for world championships? So it has taken a little bit of research and certainly extended my choreography. I have to think out the box and realize that we're competing with something like 56 other countries over there in terms of choreography and what they're going to deliver. And I need to make sure that I've sent them with everything that I could give them. And, it takes quite a bit of work.
You know, but Ms. Bonds, I love the fact that you use the word challenge, not problem, because I just, you know, I was reading the other day about the difference between using vocabulary such as challenge, because a problem means you've given up, it's too much for you, and you're just going to lie down, versus a challenge, you realize that it won't be hard, it won't be easy, but you're definitely going out and pursuing it anyway. So that says a lot about, you know, your courage as well. So it's very, very awesome to see this happening. It's all in the aid for young people who are representing KZN and South Africa, really, at the World Championships of Performing Arts in Hollywood, July 2015. So where can people get more info on the road to Hollywood and how can they support you guys?
Okay. They can phone me to book tickets. My number, 082-826-0562. Otherwise, Crawford LaLucia. They can contact a number, which is 079-045-1100.
Awesome. So this is all going down on Friday, the 26th of June, 2015.
That's
awesome. Starting at 6, right?
Starting at 6 at Crawford LaLucia. Crawford very kindly giving us their school premises to host the production. And we've involved other KZN performers. Beat Breakers, dance crew, a couple of other young talents that is very, very strong in KZN will be performing.
Yeah.
So it's a showcase of song and dance to send them on their way.
And Ms. Barnes, let's be honest as you wrap this up. You know, you had the arduous task of teaching Sia Sangwenifin how to dance in a few productions. how did you survive such? Because we all know Sia very left, like has two left feet. How was that process for you?
Well, I think at the end of the day, it's that word challenge. You were my challenge.
Definitely not a problem, but a challenge.
not a problem, but a challenge. I think what it is that I have a lot of passion for the performing arts and for people realizing that they think they don't have a talent, but they actually do. Mm. A lot of, especially for the male dancers, in a lot of the productions, they feel that they can't dance. Men tend to think they can't dance.
Yeah.
But I like the challenge of making them realize that they can. They can do anything. You can do anything. You just got to try.
Ah, there we go. Mrs. Barnes, thank you so much for being part of the show this morning and all the best.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's the least I can do. So it's all going down Friday, the 26th of June, 2015, Crawford College Lelousia in Durban, 6 p.m. It's a road to Hollywood. All the best, hey, and keep well.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Fantastic. Bye. So that is Fiona Barnes calling in all the way from Durban. It's very, very exciting to see these type of things happening and all the progress happening. And, you know, really people shining a spotlight on young up-and-coming talent. And sticking to that, by the way, I have to just take a few seconds as well to congratulate a young South African artist who goes by the name Taylor. She's a musician, and this week on the premiere of the US reality show So You Think You Can Dance, one of her very own songs was actually included in the show. So she's actually nominated for a South African Music Award, and she shared the news on her Facebook page on Tuesday saying, "Here it is, my song Shaped Like a Gun from my debut album The Dark Horse, featured on last night's premiere of So You Think You Can Dance on Fox." It's actually one of the dancers, her name is Lily, she auditioned with the song and she made it through to the Las Vegas round of the show. So we're wishing her all of the best, and we'll be keeping a close eye on her performance going forward. So congratulations and all the best to Lily, and of course our SA Musa, who's now in the international rankings of So You Think Can Dance. So congratulations to Taylor. All right, this is still Untapped Talent. We're continuing the conversations, chatting to very interesting people about their talent. And straight after this, it's the guys of the band Gunslinger. And I still want to get to talk to them about, of course, their great career thus far, but most importantly, they have a song simply titled Go Home But Leave Your Girlfriend. I feel like there might be a story behind that, but I'll get them into studio. This is Untapped Talent.
Unreal. Uncensored. Unradio. Cliffcentral.com.
You don't say much, yet I hear it all. Dripping with beauty like a waterfall.
Oh. You think you're over that song, then it starts playing, then you know you're in the best of moods. It's Mikasa right here on cliffcentral.com with Your Body. And this is
Untapped Talent on cliffcentral.com.
I always love making things oddly professional and quirky and corny like that. But this is Untapped Talent right here on cliffcentral.com. I'm now joined by the guys of Gunslinger.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah. What's up? Hello.
You see, I've never been to like a frat party type of vibe. I've never been to like, you know, university and res and all the craziness. But I just feel like in a matter of seconds, having you guys in here, I already feel like I'm part of the class.
I've never been to high school, bro.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so this is going to be fantastic. I don't even know where to start. But I have Dylan, Leon, and Leroy here, all part of Gunsling. How are you guys doing this morning?
Very good. That's got me out of work today, so I couldn't feel better.
Day off, it's a Friday. What more could you... And you're chilling with C and Cliff Central. What more could you want?
No, and we're in Centon. Can you believe it?
Okay, so I was actually asking you guys this between the songs of like, how long have you guys actually known each other? Because there's this brotherhood of notes going on between.
Well, out of the three guys, there's a brotherhood of two and the one other guy.
Wait, who? Because I don't like any of you.
Oh, what, is there like a weird Beyonce word. Kelly and then random Michelle vibe
That's
as
exactly.
well?
That's exactly. That's Michelle over there.
These lips don't lie, buddy.
No. Let's get a bit closer, Leon. We definitely want to expose you in everything that you
myself
do.
Myself and Dylan have known each other almost our whole lives, from maybe like 3 years old. So wow. Pushing 30 this year, that's an accomplishment, I think, yeah. from my part for putting up with him.
Okay. No more jabs at each other, okay? Can we just talk? Him, Listen, where do you guys actually grow up?
West Rand, hey? West Side.
Well, no, did you say when are we going to grow up? No. Or where? Oh, where?
Where?
West Side till we die. Florida boys. West. Well, he was the Lani West Side.
North Cliff. Krugersdorp is Lank Lani.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, but he went to North Cliff, bro. You may as well have gone to a private school.
Hey. I'm just the nice one here trying to facilitate a conversation,
trying
all right?
Trying to mediate, yes.
Nice. And has music always been part of the thing when you guys are just simply chilling in the West Side?
No. We were, from a young age, reading lyrics out of the CD covers and memorizing band member names.
I remember that. Yeah.
CDs. Remember that old thing?
Eh? CDs, yeah.
With the little pull-out CD.
With the actual paper. Yeah. That when you turn back, the things are still there. Like,
yes.
You can, you know.
We're now going back to like the 90s.
It's quite weird these days. My record player doesn't play CDs.
Yeah,
one of those things of this whole new craziness that's called the 21st century. Yeah. But we'll move past it slightly. All right. And then, so how do we go from simply loving music to now actually making our own music? Were we always musical as well? Did we play any instruments as we were growing up?
I played the harfa when I was young.
Oh, okay.
I would say fairly young age, you know, we started. Dylan actually first, then he got me onto it.
What were you guys playing?
Are you talking about drugs or rock? Yeah.
Instruments.
Okay, onto it. Sorry, I just heard got you onto it, and I was like, whoa, bro, you can't say that on air. You can't prove it.
I'm not about to facilitate another like an AA discussion as well. Just get a bit closer.
Oh, sorry.
He got into it at a young age, you know, kind of a prepubescentish teenager kind of thing, and then he got me onto it, and from then we've just been carrying on through like heavy metal bands and all of that thing, that kind of stuff, and we've mellowed out now to dirty, sleazy rock.
We've done a lot of different stuff. I've done a lot of like country folk stuff also on my own when no one's watching.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's nice. You know, you like
Admit
to
it.
Music is cool. I like music where you play guitar or piano and write songs or whatever.
Yeah.
But rock, the stuff we do now is just so much fun to play.
Yeah.
I've never had this much fun writing and playing and performing this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Because it's not that whole like, oh, my mommy didn't hug me enough. Oh, please listen to my song. Listen to my words. Listen, it's so deep. It's more like, you know.
A portable frat party.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
It's an expression at the end of the day.
Exactly. It's like just, you know, let's go and get drunk. It's Friday. I'm sure the last thing you want to hear after work is my problems. So. Let me sing some words to make it easier for you to drink your problems away.
That's the best tagline for you guys. Fairly. Who were your influences or inspirations at a younger age? What sort of music were we listening to?
A lot of like Bon Jovi, Def Leppard, Offspring, maybe Motley Crue-ish, although that we only got into a bit later as we started playing this style. Classic rock,
Backstreet
I'd say.
Boys, Westlife.
He speaks for himself.
Yeah. My music style kind of changed when I joined the band, because I was into like a whole metal phase and I loved it.
Yeah.
Sure.
And these guys obviously got me onto like some of the 80s, 90s bands. But I was brought up on like Black Sabbath, that kind of thing. Yikes. From my dad. Yeah.
I was about to ask about the parents / family influence on these things, because rock tends to have a connotation of like it's a rebellion little phase, or you're really
killed my folks.
Angry.
Quite literally killed them.
Like, how did the parents feel when you're now saying, listen, this is what I love and this is what I want to do?
Well, I think we can eliminate him quickly. Let's say we can eliminate his parents quickly. He's an adult.
They decomposes,
They're decomposers of music, yes.
Mm.
Leon's family is very supportive. Yeah. His parents are at every show, so sometimes we play in these dodgy bars in the middle of nowhere, and everyone around is like tattooed, and it's crazy. And then he has these sweet old people standing there, the nicest people you've ever met.
I'm pretty certain that his mom comes from me, though.
Here we go. Yeah. Listen, sorry, that's like the definition of support, clearly. Then.
Yes,
well,
exactly.
No support from him.
Briefs.
But yeah, my folks are always there. My dad is actually the one that got me into this. I always wanted to play guitar.
Yeah.
And yeah, he was the one that spurred it on. He was like, get a guitar. He had an old school guitar, and I was like, nah, it's time to get a decent guitar. So I got my first acoustic guitar. Uh-huh. And he took it away from him
and said, stop playing with the Willie and play with this.
That as well. Exactly. Listen, but like, there's a difference between family we're supporting, like, okay, cool, you know, play the guitar in your pastime. And now you're saying, yeah, you know what? I don't think I'll be that professor, or I don't think I'll be that scientist, or I won't be a doctor, but I really want to do this every single day of my life.
Funny, that's actually the lyrics to our new song. How much do you know?
Well, listen. I sometimes get up my whole Taylor Swift thing. Just put pen on paper as well, and I'm all traumatic.
No, but it's so true what you say. But we're in a different predicament, I think, to a lot of bands we all have like full on day job careers and that kind of thing.
Oh, wow.
Or honors or something?
I've got my honors,
In what?
Econometrics.
Can you believe it?
Okay.
This guy.
Objection. You already know that something is super, super hectic and smart when you don't even know what that is.
Yeah, exactly. Econometrics.
I sort of got the eco part. Maybe it might be like.
Yeah, he measures.
See, I'm an electrician.
Ecological life. What is that? Econometrics.
Econometrics is pretty much maths and quantitative. Things for economics.
I'm sleeping already, man.
Basically,
it's maths and statistics.
So basically, if this band doesn't work out, he's going to be jumping off of his 40th floor office.
Three syllable rule.
Like, I feel like you are in charge of the band's books, Leon?
No, I should be.
Yeah. If we had money to be in charge of, I'm sure he would.
Yeah, he is. Every week he sends us a report saying you guys are broke, and he moves on.
Listen, I think he's on a good path. You know, he should be on your good side. That's very, very interesting.
If he was so good, I wouldn't need a full time job.
I'm not about to like deal with band therapy right now. I'll just move swiftly along. And then how did you get into really making that jump into saying, you know what, this is music, we're going to take it seriously, this is our passion? How did that go out in the first few months?
That's tricky because, you know, going back to, you know, getting into it at a young age and that sort of thing, we always imagined ourselves to be in a, you know, in a band that managed to get somewhere. So we've actually never stopped since that teenage thing. It's just now only paying off. We're just so poor at it that it's taken us 15 plus years before anyone even heard us. So
listen, don't be selling yourself short here, okay? And the dynamics though of the group, how does that function and work well? Because we have Dylan, you're on vocals, Leon, you're on guitar, and then Leroy, you're on bass.
Exactly.
We also have, is it Claude and Lee?
Colin and Lee, yeah. Okay. Claude is an ex-member. Thanks for bringing up, for peeling off that scab. I hope he's not listening.
This is therapy, right? I am dealing with things adequately. So, there's so much drama in here. People who think I'm dramatic have clearly not met the members of Gunslinger. Yeah, but how do those work out?
And
It's hard. It's like having four girlfriends.
Yeah, it's really hard. Unattractive girlfriends at the same time.
We're not zoo guys. We're not used to like more than one wife
at a time. Because
listen, I was about to say, you know, it's one thing to say, no, we're going to work together and this is our end goal in sight, but it's another when there are egos in place.
That's the truth
of the situation.
We generally work on a democracy. So if we're writing a specific part to a song and majority of us like it and there's one objection, you kind of have to put your ego in your pocket and just kind of accept that.
Yeah.
So that's generally how we try to work.
But it's good though, because before it was always me and him mostly.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, for the first time ever, we're playing in a group where we've actually got other people's influence that we're letting in.
Yeah.
It's difficult though, you know.
It is,
All our previous projects, like you said, you know, were us kind of steering it in a direction and other guys following along, if I can
say that. Get a drummer, tell him what to play, duets and go home, you know.
But how do you deal with conflict? Because I'm sure there has
fist fights.
Face, get drunk. Oh,
fist
sorry.
Fights.
All right.
There we go. Fist fights work.
And maybe in a non-violent way. Do we have any sort of kosher way of just...
We make fun of each other's people's
I think like the whole world, we go with democracy until it doesn't work and then we fight. That's the system. That's it.
Yeah. All right. So we definitely have this mature thing on the down. We're good. I don't know. So listen, let's actually talk about one of your songs. Go Home, But Leave Your Girlfriend. I just read that title and that was enough for me.
I was actually a printing error. Supposed to be Go Home, But Leave Your Girlfriend Here with me.
Is there a backstory to this or was it really just being cheeky with
the
title?
Is this thing wife-proof, eh?
wife can proof,
she hear me?
Yeah.
Can she hear me? It's I would say the story X-nay is kind of more wishful thinking than anything, you know. It kind of the lyrics pertain to a story about this cool party that's being thrown, and in essence, in the roundabout, the entry fee is that you have to bring, you know,
good
attractive
God.
Girls with you
Are
to
you
get you in there.
To university students or to people that listen to this kind of music, let's keep it straightforward. It's very easy. It's about a guy that has a party and convinces all these cool guys to come with the hot chicks. And as they get in there, he kicks them all out and keeps all the hot chicks.
Yes, that's it.
So basically,
so it's pretty deep.
It's like a Hugh Hefner party. There we go. That's an introduction and a half for Gunslingers. Go home, but leave your girlfriend. This is Untapped Talent. Sitting down. Are we all back? Listen, let me tell you something. If you were not awake before that, I'm pretty sure you're now wide awake. Goodness, Gunslinger. Like, this is something.
Nice.
How's the response been like to songs like this?
Well, you guys were willing to have us on here after hearing it, so that's one step in the right direction.
The fact that people play it is a pretty good sign, I suppose.
No, we're actually getting some really good responses. For this,
because I was saying, you know, I'm not a rocker, not a rock music type of person, but I must admit that this is very expressive to a certain extent. Like, you cannot tell me that whatever you're going through, as soon as you hit the stage and you perform something like this, that can still feel bad. It's like impossible.
It's almost the same as drinking tequila. You can be having the worst day of your life. Your wife could have left you, and you have one shot of tequila, and you have a stupid grin on your face. And I think that's what we're trying to achieve with this. Like, it's fun, and just go mad and let your hair loose and have a draw.
Yeah. How are live performances like for Gunslinger? Because I must imagine.
That's our forte. We're not studio guys, really. We're not the kind of guys that, you know, going to studio and like, oh, let's get symphonies and let's work on one song for 6 months full time in a recording booth. We prefer like, let's play, because it's it's really more like a live thing. Like, if you like,
I guess
the recordings,
you'll have to come watch us.
Watch. Yeah,
are you guys like the take your shirts off, crowd surf?
I did it once, and then chased half the girls away.
Just don't encourage the shirt taking off.
Now I just take my pants off, bro.
Listen, I imagine you guys do have some crazy memories with live performances. What has been like the craziest performance you've ever had?
One of the craziest and one of the funniest. We played a show at Tans Live about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And at the end of the show, we have this whole thing where we like all stand at the front of the stage and we do like this big like outro, and Dylan jumps up.
We were going
mad, and Dylan jumped up, and our other guitarist moved in the way and bumped him over, and he bailed so hard on stage.
And the crowd loved it every second.
So they love seeing people.
Because I quickly shot up and I was like, so part of the show, guys.
Part of the show, yeah.
Come on, everybody knows that's what you do at the end of a rock show.
That's how we'll totally just wing it whenever, wherever.
Exactly.
So listen, Gunslingers. By the way, how did you get your name, Gunslinger?
Buttstinger was taken.
Buttstinger, come Swigger.
Come Swigger was just taken.
Yeah. Those are great.
So we wanted something that sounded
just
the same.
Just had to rhyme. Yeah.
Okay, moving past that.
Three syllables, that's it.
I want your take on things, right? Okay. You know, you guys are impressive musos, and so I need to ask you guys, as credible sources of wisdom and knowledge.
Not us.
Okay? Mm. No, we're totally going with this. Are you guys familiar with the song?
Yeah, yo. Yeah, yo.
No?
Never heard it?
No? Let the beat drop.
This better have my money. Y'all should know me well enough. This better have my money.
I like the words.
Please don't call me on my
feels like I should just be making it rain right now.
Yeah. Make it rain. I'm just trying to figure out if it's a girl or a 10-year-old boy.
Listen, let me call me your teacher, because I'm about to school you now.
Do
all
it.
Right?
Yes,
this
sure
is the latest song from Rihanna. It's you know, so wholesome and wonderful. It's simply titled
"Very Wholesome."
Bitch Better Have My Money.
Nice.
So I don't know what the bitch did to her. I don't know like how much she owes.
Sounds like a ballad.
You know, it is so heart heartfelt and just so sincere, right?
Maybe it's transactional.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. So we get the gist of the song, right?
Yes, okay.
Mm. I need you to compare that song to this. We know our beloved Kelly Clarkson, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. Okay.
I think, I don't know, she might be trying something edgy.
If I hear a piano ballad, it's going to be great.
So this is Kelly Clarkson. She was recently with the BBC, and she did a cover of Rihanna's Bitch Better Have My Money. So, I don't know, you take a listen, and you tell me what you think.
Y'all better have my money. Y'all should know me well enough.
Y'all better have my money.
Please don't call me on my blood.
Pay me what you want me.
Ballin' bigger than LeBron.
Y'all better have my money.
Who y'all think y'all frontin' on?
Like, blah, blah, blah.
Louis 13 and it's all on me. Boy, you just bought a shot. Come and find me if you think that you gon' knock me off the top. Shh, your wife in the backseat of my brand new foreign car. Don't act like you forgot. I call the shots. Like blah blah blah.
Aye, aye, aye.
Pay me that's what you soul, owe me.
Yeah. Are we sold?
Like so much classier though.
I don't know, so much classier. It is like really cool and musical and I would say hers is definitely like the better all rounder version. Mm. But
Kelly's,
I think
Kelly's version.
But I would say that dropping the whole bitch better have my money thing kind of takes away from that like
dirtiness.
Yeah, why did you know, sorry ma'am, don't you have my money?
Yeah,
you
sorry, ma'am.
Sorry to bother, need my money.
Please, you know sir, can I have some more?
Yeah. It's not an Oliver Twist vibe, but I'm pretty
Oliver
sure.
Oliver Twist, I like that. That's a good title for a song. But
that's when you know someone is highly medicated this morning. Listen, I think we cannot really trust Miss Rihanna for class. But you know what, Kelly Clarkson, kudos on you. You're still not my favorite. I think like you should just be a mother and sit at home.
Yes,
but
alas. She should just dropped the bitch in there, it would have got 10 points more. All
exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
It's one of those, you guys are all about expression, so let's express when someone owes us money.
That's it, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Gunslingers, where can we keep up with you guys? What's next for Gunslinger?
We've got shows coming up, like... Mm-hmm. Let me think. We've got this thing called Rock of Pages, which is for cerebral palsy with a fuzzy
Rock
dish.
Of Pages?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Is it like a little twist on Rock of Ages?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, will we be covering songs from Rock of Ages?
No,
as well?
Not at all.
Not from the movie.
I believe that it's called the Page Project is the charity, and it's got to do with cerebral palsy, and we're playing for them with Fuzzy Gish and Manus Machine, other cool rock bands, you know, so... That should be really cool. On the 27th of June, you can get our details on our Facebook and Twitter. Both of them are Gunslinger ZA for Disambiguation. It's definitely not an original name.
Once again, I didn't finish high school, so I don't know what that means.
Now we're getting very technical. Okay, and a website, do we have that as well?
Yes, gunslingerofficial.com.
Yes, and we do kids' parties also, so...
I'm pretty sure that just flies well with parents.
Okay, yeah.
They love that sort of influence. Where can we expect to see you guys in the next 5 years?
Disney Channel?
The top. I say the top.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? If you need a plug fixed, if you phone me, I'm an electrician. You can see me whenever at 350 an hour, 450 for the first call.
Or maybe, you know, there goes maybe like, yeah, we'll have a Grammy by then. You know, we're trying to be optimistic here.
Grammys. I've heard music that won Grammys. I don't want a Grammy.
Oh, well, you know what? Okay, Kanye West. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to rob someone of the Grammy.
We are not
That's
about to have
it.
A Grammy discussion this early in the morning. But listen, Dylan... Leroy and Leon, thank you guys so much for stopping by this morning. As thank crazy as it was, I think it's fair to say we survived. And we're all better and we're in one piece, right?
No.
There we
I
go.
Didn't say fuck once either, did I?
No.
I
didn't.
And you just broke your record.
Oh! Fuck, I mean it.
Okay, that is a wrap on the show. Thank you guys so much for stopping by. That is Gunslinger.
Thanks for having us. Thanks.
And
thank you.
Most
thanks.
Importantly, thank you so much for listening in. It's another hour done and dusted on a Friday. You know, you can always listen on demand whenever you want to on Untapped Talent. All you have to do is download the podcast on cliffcentral.com. But until then, next week, same time, just the same place, just a different date. I don't know, you know, these calendar stuff. But the only thing that will
freaking
stay
mind.
Constant is, my name is Sia. And I'll see you.
CliffCentral.com.